Close your eyes and watch your breath. Be with the breath all the way in, all the way out. And notice what feels comfortable as you breathe. Is long breathing good, short, deep, shallow, heavy, light? You have to observe for yourself. The nature of the Buddha's teachings is it puts the responsibility on you. He gives you instructions. As he said, he points the way. It's up to you to follow the way. An important part of following the way is looking at what you're doing and then gauging the results. And if it's not going well, then keep looking back at what you're doing. There must be something else you can change. And this way you get more and more sensitive to your input into the present moment. And that's what the teachings are all about, because the way we shape the present moment is causing suffering. Maybe it's blatant suffering, sometimes it's less. Sometimes it's very subtle. But we're not sensitive to it because we're focusing our attention outside. And when we're suffering, we think the cause is outside as well. But the Buddha says, no, it's inside. It's what you're doing right now. So take him at his word. Keep looking at what you're doing. Get more sensitive to what you're doing. And the first thing you find is that you can get the mind to settle down. It requires some ingenuity, it requires a lot of attention. It requires that you stick with it, and it requires that you desire it. All these qualities go together. They create what the Buddha said, the basis for success. Desire, persistence, intent, using your circumspection, ingenuity, all your analytical faculties to figure out what's going on, what you can change. That's how he gained awakening, and that's how we have to do it too. He simply points us out that this is how it's done. So try to be sensitive to what you're doing, because that can make all the difference in your life. In particular, it makes the difference between suffering and not suffering. Who wants to suffer? Nobody wants to suffer. But for some reason, we keep doing things that make ourselves suffer. So we have to look inside to see what's going on. When you're focused here, you're focused at the right place.